It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are presented by the Keystone Sports Network. And this Ask Ross segment that you are about to enjoy is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And 409 Tailgate Club announces a wine and barbecue evening at the Freese Farm Winery in Berwick on Saturday, July 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. The barbecue will be provided by, 409 Tailgate Club, and will include pulled pork, beef brisket, and their famous wings. Included in your ticket price is a glass of award-winning tailgate wine, a frozen wine slushie, or a Berwick brewing beer. Musical entertainment will be provided by Red Eye Tribe, great name, and even better, the evening will benefit uplifting athletes. For more information, go to our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, download all of our podcasts, and look for the link provided on the right side of your screen. We hope to see you there.
What? Why is Red Eye Tribe a great name?
I just liked it.
But what about it? What do you think it means?
I don't know.
But why are their eyes red?
Because they
Ross is messing with you, right?
I know.
I want to hear you say it.
I was doing my job providing the read that I was told to do, and I came across Red Eye Tribe, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool name. It stuck out. Good job, band. You guys came up with a good name. So, all right, we got lots of questions, Ross. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this one comes from Joe in Johnstown. Ross the boss. Although I typically like Bob Flounder's take on stuff, I must agree with you that his list was just awful. Please revise it.
It's a good start. It's a good start to try to get the tailgate basket.
Here's my question. As I look back on Saquon's Barkley's career, he often struggled against very inferior opponents. It seemed opposing defenses were always sending more guys than Penn State could block. Why won't Penn State insert a heavy package, we just talked about this, with an extra lineman or something into their offense? I've watched Wisconsin make average running backs look like Heisman candidates over and over again. Imagine Barkley or now Miles Sanders in that style of offense.
It's just not their offense.
It's not their offense.
So the reason why Wisconsin is successful in those situations is because that's what Wisconsin does. Wisconsin doesn't create that many big plays. Their passing game is usually disappointing, to say the least.
They can't play from behind.
Yeah. Right. What they do is they have huge offensive linemen. They play multiple tight ends. It's like Stanford. Like, that's what they do. So if a team that typically is in heavy sets, heavy personnel, multiple tight ends, that's their identity. That's what they do. That's what they practice all the time. Well, then when they're in short yardage, they're going to be in those sets, and they're going to have success with it. That's what they do. I think they've had pretty good runners, but they get – I mean, they've got like three offensive linemen that are supposed to be first-round picks this year. I mean,
At least three. The whole offensive line's back, and they are good.
Yeah. They got like seven
That's going to be – like I keep seeing all these people –
It's going to be a really good game.
I keep seeing all these people acting like Penn State's definitely going to beat them. You're out of your mind. Yeah. I'm not saying Penn State won't win. I'm just saying that is going to be
– Plus, they're really good on defense too.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting about Wisconsin? Wisconsin reminds me, and I've heard more than one person say this. Wisconsin reminds me a little bit of how Penn State used to be.
Yeah.
Like
in the 80s.
Like 70s and 80s, where it's like they're built on O-line running game and really good defense.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily getting the five-star flashy guys. They don't get any five-star guys. I don't even think Wisconsin gets very many four-star guys. They mainly get three-star guys that like love football and are diehards, and they're good. As a result, they're good.
All right, let's keep moving on. Ryan in Newcastle. I enjoy the show. Download every episode each week. Ross, which scenario do you think is more likely to happen during the 2018 season? Juwan Johnson catching more than 1,200 yards and being first team all Big Ten, or Justin Shorter registering 750 yards and a first team all Big Ten rookie? Which one is more likely?
Juwan Johnson. That's a lot. That's a lot for Shorter.
Okay.
That's a lot. I mean, a true freshman who's never played before. Yeah. How many times has a true freshman anywhere got 750 yards receiving?
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
He might do it, but if I had to only put a buck on one, I'll put on Juwan Johnson.
Let me tell you, if he does it, he's going to destroy every record at Penn State while he's there, because that's a sign that he's just going to be unstoppable for the 2 years after that, too.
Do you think double-digit touchdowns is in the cards for him this year, Bob?
Who, Juwan?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, I think he'll have some long touchdowns, but they're going to spread the ball around. Juwan's going to be good. DeAndre Tompkins is my pick to really, I think, really, touchdown, really go off this year.
Okay. All right, all right. Let's keep moving. Let's go to Morgan in Bethesda, Maryland. He says, Ross, you mentioned that Princeton runs a two-quarterback system. Is there anything specific Ricky Ronnie might pull from Princeton or other teams in the offseason to use Tommy Stevens differently at the quarterback position in 2018?
It's my understanding that the Penn State coaches have reached out to the Princeton coaches, that they're aware of it, that they've looked at the video.
Interesting.
But I don't know what they're going to use from it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should.
Part of the problem was in spring, it couldn't work.
Yeah,
you know, everything would have been a walkthrough or just, you know, if they want to input it. But they couldn't really put that stuff in because he was in a boot. So, it makes too much sense to not do it. I mean, I'm sure they should do it, but if they need a tight end, he might have some other pressing duties.
Or if they need a lion.
They could be deadly with it. I'm just telling you, I've seen it too many times from Princeton. Think about everything we just said, okay, on the RPO,
right,
on Tucker's tape, segment 2. If you didn't listen, you missed the best segment of the year, always. Best segment of the week, always. So think about everything we just said. Picture with – the quarterback can hand it, quarterback can pull it around the edge, or the quarterback can throw to the wide receiver that way, right? Picture the guy you hand it to can run, and then he can throw it.
Yeah.
I mean, he can really attack the edge or attack the – and then he can throw it. I mean,
you have no idea what
right.
he's going to do.
You can't be right.
Yeah.
Princeton had a bunch of kids that were – they would have been you know, a little bit slow for running backs. They're like Tommy Stevens. Like, they were Ivy League Tommy Stevens, and they'd have two or three in the game at a time, and it was like, where's Waldo? It was unbelievable.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. Don't forget the question that Ross deems best this week, and it seems like it's still up for grabs. We'll win a 409 Tailgate Club box courtesy of the gents at 409 Tailgate Club. You'll get some various rubs, sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. Okay, let's keep moving. Let's go to Luke in Pittsburgh. He said, hey guys, how good of a coach do you think Jim Harbaugh really is, Ross? Personally, I get that he took a team to the Super Bowl and deserves credit for that, but he seems to accomplish less with more talent than most coaches in the Big Ten. I kind of would take Franklin over him any day. Your thoughts?
Well, I think based on what they've each done at their school since they've been there, I think how can you not?
Yeah, I think you forget how good he was at Stanford too. I mean, I thought he did more with less at Stanford than most could do as a coach.
So what's impressive to me about him is, like, at Stanford, it was the 3 and 4 tight end thing, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, that kind of stuff. But he also had really good passing. I mean, he had Andrew Luck. But
right.
But then he went to the NFL, and he had success with both Alex Smith, who hadn't had it before, and Colin Kaepernick. But it was a lot of, like, the read option stuff, you know, the zone read. So he has shown that he can be malleable offensively. He has shown that he can recruit. He just hasn't really gotten the quarterback yet. And I don't know that they've gotten the offensive line yet that they've been looking for. Either. They've gotten some – I mean, they have Rashawn Gary and Winovich and even the safety from McKeesport, Kaliki Hudson. They got some really good players. You know what's amazing about Michigan? Like, they're maybe arguably 3 of their 4 or 5 best defensive players. They're all guys that Penn State really wanted, really thought they might get, and are all like Pennsylvania Jersey kids.
Right.
You know? I mean, they're Pennsylvania Jersey kids. I don't know where the Devin Bush kid's from. I think he's Florida, maybe.
He is Florida.
Yeah. So, not all of them, but a lot of them are like that. I think, though, if you ask Michigan fans, I think if some of them that are actually honest, the shine's coming off a little bit. And if it doesn't work out this year with the Patterson kid or whoever else they've got, now he's got like 3 kids that he gave scholarships to. He's got Patterson coming in as a transfer. At that point, it's like, okay, well, we're sorry that you don't have a good quarterback, but it's totally your fault that you don't have a good quarterback.
Right.
I think the Penn State Michigan game is one of the two or three circle the calendar. That's going to be a really, really interesting game. There's going to be some long term ramifications. If Jim Harbaugh loses that game, I think there's going to be some unhappy Ann Arbor Earths.
All right, let's go to John in Arlington, Virginia. He says, "Hey Ross, poof or zap? Aliens kidnap James Franklin tomorrow. If you're Sandy Barber, would you try to scoop up Joe Moorhead or promote one of the current assistants or look for someone new altogether?" Interesting question.
They got a good thing going right now. It's kind of hard to slow it down. I don't know. I guess Brent Pry is probably the most likely. I don't know. I would try to get Moorhead back.
Yeah. I don't know how that – I mean, you're right. I mean, I think they always felt when Moorhead was there that the head coach in waiting was on the staff and he was the guy and there would be no national search. But I don't know that you can say that
– anymore.
I mean, you have to wait and see just how this year goes with Ricky Ronnie before you can – he's got to show two things, that he can do some different things, and he's also got to show how good he is at in-game adjustments, because it's going to have to happen at some point.
All right, I still got a couple more. You want to do it? Let's do another one.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Brad in Washington, D.C. He says, "Super genius Ross, how important are strength and conditioning coaches, and do good ones get paid like top position coaches?"
Very and yes. Now they do.
They do now.
Very and yes. Strength coaches are getting paid. I would say they get paid more than most position coaches, less than coordinators. Strength coaches are getting a lot of money now because they're the only one that's allowed to be with the kids all year round. They're also kind of like the eyes and ears of the organization.
For the rest of the staff.
Yeah, they also probably contribute the most to setting the culture for the team. So you're talking about culture, work ethic, eyes and ears. Development is huge.
Yeah, I mean, look at Penn State at the combine.
NFL, I mean, development everywhere is huge, but development – of young players is significant. I would say they're probably more important than most position coaches now.
If you look at good coaches, whenever they leave a program, they almost always take that guy with them. Because they're hard to find, and they're invaluable, and that's a bond that all the good coaches usually keep that guy around wherever they go.
All right, Ross, we had a lot of questions this week.
I'm going to the Princeton Tommy Stevens question.
Okay, so you're going to go Morgan in Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to see Penn State run two quarterbacks this year at some point?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you think
they might have the best backup quarterback in college football?
Yeah.
And tight end's cool.
It's time to cash the insurance.
Tight end's cool. Running back's cool. But actually use them multiple times, both of them at the same time.
Play the man. Play the man.
Play the man.
Congrats, Morgan in Bethesda. That'll do it for Ask Ross. Stick with us. Quarter number four, we'll finish strong. We will be right back.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.